You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Urmah Beit Shemesh Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Truma, and we have the command to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Jewish people, V'asuli Mikdash, V'shachanti B'Soicham. I want you, Hashem says, I want you to create a sanctuary. I want you to create a space, physical space where I will reside. And I will place my divine spirit amongst the Jewish people. And the Midrash speaks about something which we touched on 2 weeks ago, and we're going to expand upon it a little bit more this week. And it has to do with how Hashem manifests in the world. Because, you know, if Hashem will manifest in an open and, as the Midrash says, kafi kocho, according to his own strength, so we would disappear. Right, Hashem is the ultimate oneness. He created us, He created a reality where there's something separate from Him, as it were. But He's the ultimate oneness, and where He exists, in His dimension, so to speak, so nothing else exists. So the moment that Hashem reveals Himself, if He reveals Himself too strongly, we lose our bechira, we lose our free choice, and we lose our very existence. So it's important to understand. And we're going to see how this has to do with the concept of the Mishkan, because if we think about it, how can Hashem ask us to create a space, a sanctuary, where we're going to interact with Him, and that's the only place where He is? As we'll see, Moshe Rabbeinu asks this question. But before we get to that, the Midrash brings a pasuk. Pasuk says in Iyov, a very difficult to understand statement, but as we explore it, we'll see the depth of it. It's very powerful. Pasuk says in Iyov, chapter Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, 37, verse 23. Shakai loy mitzanuhu sagi koach. It sounds bad, but it's a pasuk. Shakai is one of the names of Hashem, and we need to understand why it specifically chooses this name. Shakai. So Hashem, we do not find that He has a lot of power. Right? So this sounds terrible. What do you mean? God has all the power. Hashem is the ultimate power. So the Midrash says like this. If you hear this pasuk, it sounds like it's saying, it's denying that Hashem has power. It's saying something blasphemous. Eliyahu, who was the person speaking in that pasuk, this is what he meant to say. He didn't mean to say anything negative about Hashem, that Hashem is lacking power. But rather what he means to say, Hashem does not allow His power. He doesn't unleash His power on His creations. Hashem withholds His power. Right? The name Shakai, Shin Dalet Yud, it denotes the fact, Sha'amar la'ilamai die. When Hashem was creating the world, so He let things expand and expand and expand. He brought all this power into the world. This or Ein Sof, this never-ending light. But if He would have allowed that light to just exist as it was, so there would be no space for us. There would be no room for free will. So Hashem, Mishamar la'ilamai die. The name Shin Dalet Yud, it denotes the fact that Hashem creates a limitation upon His power, a limitation upon His revelation, in such a way that we can exist. We can be here and even believe. There could be a person who believes that there is no God, heaven forbid, right? But how is that possible? Hashem is the most real thing that exists, right? So how could it be that we don't perceive Him even, or it's difficult to perceive Him? So that is Hashem, Shakai, that's the name Shin Dalet Yud, means to say, we don't find that He has a lot of strength. It means He doesn't overwhelm us with His strength. Hashem reveals Himself to us. He only does it according to what we can handle. Right? Hashem does not expect us to overnight go from being a regular, mundane, physical person to being a spiritual person. He doesn't expect that. It's a gradual process to become more spiritual, to become more aligned with Hashem's will, to become more aware of Hashem's presence. right? We've been talking, podcast since 2019. So we've been going at it for 6 years, almost 7 years. And, the more you learn about bitachon, the more you learn about connection with Hashem, the more you become aware of it, the more you see that He's there and that He's interacting with us and that He's manifesting in our lives. But it's not something that Hashem is just going to blow a person over with unless they're ready for it. This is what we mentioned 2 weeks ago. We find that when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, if He would have come upon them with all of His strength, with His full manifestation, they wouldn't have been able to stand it. This is what we said 2 weeks ago. Hashem's voice is in the koach. It doesn't say Hashem comes with His strength. It says He comes with strength. Because it depends on the strength, the ability, the ability of the person to receive and lisbol, to be able to withstand Hashem's revelation. So Hashem reveals Himself to each person differently. Now, your experience of Hashem is different than my experience of Hashem. And according to how much we make ourselves ready and able to receive it, sometimes we can't even control that. But Hashem is gentle with us. Okay, so that's the first concept. And now we're going to talk about it in terms, in the context of the Mishkan. When Hashem says, I'm going to manifest my presence amongst the Jewish people, I'm going to do so through the Mishkan, which is, it seems like a very strange way of manifesting. Dabar acher, Shakai shelem etzenu sagikoyach. What does it mean that Hashem, the one, the name is used, is the name that denotes His limiting Himself. He doesn't manifest His full power. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to make me a tabernacle. I want you to create something which is going to contain my presence. So Moshe Rabbeinu heard this and he said, I don't get it. I just don't understand. Kvodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Aliyonim V'Tachtonim. For Amar Seli Mishkan, Moshe is like, look, the entire universe is 13.8 billion light years across. It's huge. The earth itself is huge compared to us. And I think the number is 1.3 billion earths fit in the sun. You know, and the sun is just one star in a galaxy called the Milky Way galaxy. And that's just one galaxy in the plethora of, I don't even know the numbers, millions, maybe billions of galaxies. So we're a speck, and you can go on and on about it. And Hashem fills this entire universe, this huge, awesome universe. And you want to tell me that Hashem wants to limit His presence to the Mishkan? Or I would say there's two different ways of saying it, really. You want to tell me that it's only Hashem's presence is only in one place? It's only in one location, that it's centered there. It's very hard to understand. How could that be? Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is beyond. He's transcendent. Not only that, Moshe Rabbeinu also saw that in the future, he was able to see with Ruach HaKodesh, through his divine inspiration, his nevuah, his prophecy, that in the future, there's going to be a person who's named Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon. And he's going to build a Beis HaMikdash, a temple, on Har HaBayis. He's going to build it in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim. And it's going to be much larger than the Mishkan. The dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash were significantly larger than the Mishkan. I think it was 3 times the size, if I'm not mistaken, at least in height. But I might be mistaken. Shlomo HaMelech, when he establishes the Beis HaMikdash, he establishes the temple, he says, could it be that the master of the universe, God Himself, the creator of all, is going to manifest himself exclusively in this Beis HaMikdash, in this temple. So Shlomo Melech, which is, he's making a much grander edifice. And he's saying, how does Hashem manifest in this space? So Moshe Rabbeinu sees that. Amar Moshe, Beis HaMikdash hu yosef yosef in the Mishkan. Shlomo Amar Kein. Beis HaMikdash is significantly larger than the Mishkan. And if you think about it in terms of 13.8 billion light years across, so the difference is not so large. But let's think about it in terms of ourselves. You know, a small little hut versus a huge building. And even the large building, Shlomo Melech is saying, how can it contain Hashem? Mishkan Alechas Kama V'chama. Certainly, the tabernacle, how's it going to contain, as it were, Hashem? This is why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yoshev B'Seser Elyon. Okay, so it's not so clear what this is saying. We're going to see another medrash. It's in Bamidbar Rabbah. We're going to come back to this point. I'm going to finish the medrash here. It's a few more lines. And then go to the Bamidbar Rabbah medrash. But he brings the pasuk of Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, which is very interesting. Because, as the Mefarshim explained here, Yoshev B'Seser Elyon is a kapitel of Tehillim. It's a chapter of Psalms that we say every Shabbos. But it was the chapter that Moshe Rabbeinu said when the Jewish people established the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, B'Tzel Shakai Yisleinon. Pasuk says, referring, there's different ways of understanding the pasuk, but in our context, it's referring to Hashem himself, God himself, as it were, who dwells on high, and he brings his presence into a place of limitation. Seser means mystery, right? Something that's, we have limited understanding about it. Yeshev b'seser elyon, the one who sits on high comes down into a hidden place. B'tzel shakayis lenon, Hashem dwells in the shade. Hashem places his divine presence in the shade. If you think about shade, shade is a lack of light, right? Shade is a lack of light. Hashem is the ultimate light, is the Ein Sof, is the all-inclusive light. And who are we? We're just a shadow. We're a shadow. We're the place where Hashem's light doesn't shine unless we let it through. Right? But still, Hashem wants to manifest and show his presence in the shade. And as we'll see, it's referencing the shade of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a tabernacle. What's a tabernacle? Based on something which is also referred to as Sukkas David. It's the temporary dwelling place of King David. The sukkah that there's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as a sukkah, which is, as the Gemara in Sukkah says, a place of shade. The sukkah tiel etzel yami mechorif. Pasuk says, speaking about the future time, that there's going to be a sukkah, a Beis HaMikdash, that provides shade, which means to say protects us. That's the place where Hashem manifests. Okay? Let's hold on to that thought. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Simon. Yesh B'Seser Elyon, who Elyon HaKol Bri Yosef? Hashem is obviously transcended beyond all of his creations. Ma'o B'Tzel Shakai. Why does it say Tzel Shakai? Why does it use the name Shin Dalet Yud, which we spoke about earlier? B'Tzel Kel, B'Tzel Rachem, B'Tzel Chanan. Hashem has many names. The Mighty God. Hashem is the compassionate God. Hashem is the gracious God. Why don't we say that Hashem dwells in the shade of God, the shade of compassion, the shade, what's Tzel Shakai? Inksiv, Kanela B'Tzel Shakai, B'Tzel Shas B'Tzalel. Hashem specifically dwells in the shade that was made by B'Tzalel. B'Tzalel was the person who oversaw the construction of the Mishkan, the design of the Mishkan, right? So the human being creates a place for Hashem to dwell. That's basically what we're saying, which is the question, and we're not exactly, doesn't seem to be that we're answering the question yet. The question is, Hashem, how can it be that you dwell in a limited way in the world? And the answer is, Hashem does. Hashem dwells in a limited way in the world based on the creation that we create, based on the Mishkan, the sanctuary that we create. Right? Hashem is all-powerful. Hashem is infinite light. But Hashem wants us to build a Mishkan. He wants us to create a sanctuary, create a place within ourselves to receive Him, to receive His light. He wants to manifest in us according to what we can receive, according to what we build, according to the space that we create within ourselves. And how do we create that space? It's reciprocal. It's reciprocal. To the degree that we act in the same way that Hashem does. Hashem says, I'm going to limit myself. I'm not going to overwhelm you with my light. To the degree that I'm willing to limit myself, I'm not going to overwhelm you, Hashem, with my demands. I'm not going to overwhelm you. Of course, there's no such thing as overwhelming Hashem, but when we create a space, when we hollow out ourselves, hollow out our egos, and that's how we let Hashem in. That's the sanctuary that we create. In that cell, in that shade. The shade, I wrote here on the side, just a little ha'ara, a little concept that Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, we find that Hashem is our shade by our right hand. It means, to the degree that we move our hand, Hashem responds, which means to say, to the degree that we create shade within ourselves, within our egos, we stop trying so hard to shine out our light. It doesn't mean to have low self-esteem. It just means don't be so grabby. Don't be so grabby. To the degree that we are more humble, to the degree that we are less forceful, to the degree that we create shade within ourselves, a lack of light, a lack of needing things to be our way, that's how Hashem manifests in our lives. We see more Hashgacha Pratis. We see more divine providence. We see Hashem's divine inspiration. We see His Anane HaKavod, His clouds of glory. It's not how you think. Moshe Rabbeinu say, how can Hashem limit Himself to this small structure? Hashem fills the entire universe. It's not how you think. El Esrim Keresh B'Tzavim V'Esrim Adarim. 20 amas, 20 cubits of boards in the north, 20 cubits of boards on the south, Ushmayna B'Marav, 8 cubits on the west. That's it. That small space. That limited space, which is what you can build, what you can handle, what you can create, the amount that you can limit yourself, in deference to me, that's the space that I will fill. I can even make it smaller. 20 by 20 by 7 cubits? Forget it. 1 by 1 amma. 1 by 1 cubit. Which, the Mefarshim say here, is referring to the space above the Aron. The Aron HaBris, Ark of the Covenant, had within it the Luchais, the tablets, which had them in the Ten Commandments, the Sarsa Dibres, and it had the Torah, and on top of it, there were Kruvim. There were these angelic figures. And from between the Kruvim, which is a small space, 1 cubit by 1 cubit, Hashem's voice was heard. Previously, Hashem would speak to Moshe Rabbeinu wherever he was, any location. Hashem's voice could be heard anywhere, but now it's mitzumtzum, it's constricted into a small space. That's the space that we can hear. The space that we can hear is where Hashem speaks to us. Such an important idea. Hashem speaks to us. He does speak to us all the time. But He only speaks in a way that we could listen. He only speaks in a way that manifests within the space that we create for His voice to appear. It's very deep. It's very true. And I want to read to you the Medrash Amin Rabba. Memeshim Bamidbar Rabbah is in Parsha Yud-Beis, Siman Gimel, towards the beginning of that section. It says like this, brings our Medrash, Hasadim Ektesh V'Shechan Debe Seicham, She'll make a mikdash and I will dwell with her. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Amar Moshe, mi yuchal lasas la mikdash ish b'soichoi? Who can create a sanctuary for God to manifest in? How could it be? Hinei shamayim v'shmei shamayim lo yuchal kalucha. The heavens, the highest heavens, nothing can contain your presence. Amar Elias Hashemayim v'sarats anim molei. Maybe there's another puzzle that indicates that Hashem fills all of the heavens and the earth, but no matter what, he's definitely, his presence is much bigger than a Mishkan. Pasuk says, the heavens are my throne and the earth is the footstool of my feet. So how's it going to be that Hashem is going to manifest his presence in a Mishkan? Understand something. This goes back to what we said 2 weeks ago, but it's so important to reiterate and understand it in this context. Hashem says, I don't expect you to do anything more than what you can do. I don't expect you to do according to who I am, the greatness that I am, the awesomeness that I have. I want you to create a space that you can create. I can decide that the entire universe cannot contain me. When I want to, the sun, even the sun, which is a huge, huge fireball, cannot be contained. Cannot be contained by anything. I just want a small space. I just want you to create what you can create and I will manifest there as I wish. So again, this message brings our pasuk, the pasuk of Yeshu B'Seser Elyon, which is that Hashem, the one who dwells on high, manifests in a mysterious way in a compact, constricted area. Again, Yeshu B'Seser Shalom, who reyes hakol ve'ina nira. Medrash says it in a beautiful way. Hashem is a transcendent being. He sees everything, but we can't see him. Hashem is the most anonymous. Hashem is the most humble. Hashem does not allow himself to be seen, lest we be overwhelmed by him. He's Roya Veina Nira. He sees everything, but he can't be seen. The mashal I heard, I'm sure you've heard this kind of mashal, is a fish in water. And some other fish come and tell the first fish, hey, did you hear about this thing called the sea? Did you ever see the sea? Did you ever feel do you know about the water? I heard there's something called the water. We believe in the water. And the fish says, where's the water? And the fish goes on a search for the water. That's us, my friends. Hashem is Roya Veina Nira. He made this entire reality. He sees everything, but you can't see him. He's so close, you can't see him. He wanted, Unisav Alalum Etzilenu. He wants to dwell in our shade. And the bottom line here of this message is, the message here is that Hashem is so humble. Hashem is so humble. And so there's a degree that we make ourselves like that. We make ourselves like that. So then we become aligned with, we become a manifestation of Hashem. Hashem is seen, but he's not seen. That's what humility is. Think about it. Be seen, but I can see, but not be seen. I remember my bubby, my grandmother, Allah Shalom. She used to say, she was sitting at the table, kids are fighting, and she would say, in her Yiddish accent, I see everything, but I don't mix. I don't mix in. I don't get involved. Of course, Hashem is involved. Lahavdil. But she would say, I see everything, but I see the big picture. And I have learned from my lifetime, my Bubby was saying, I think, that it's not necessary for me to take care of the problems. The problems will resolve on their own. And Hashem sees us and he sees our efforts to draw close to him, to try to have a relationship with him, to have bitachon, to learn his Torah, to fulfill his will through the mitzvahs, from kindness to others. And Hashem sees it, but he's not seen. And to the degree that we see and are not seen, to the degree that we have that humility, so we create that space within our hearts that can be filled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'fi kaychenu, Hashem manifests in the world according to our strength, according to what we do. Hashem does not overwhelm us. Hashem created a space for us to be able to create a space for Him. Hashem created a space for us to be able to create a space for Him. So when we act in this way, when we create Vasuli Mikdash, it's a Bezalel. It's an individual named Bezalel who creates the shade, who is looking to create a space for Hashem. That's where Hashem manifests. I want to bless you and ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us. That we should be able to see this amazing idea, this amazing potential that we have. Vasuli Mikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan was for those times, existed afterwards inside of Eretz Yisrael for a few hundred years. Beis HaMikdash is another opportunity to create a space. 2,000 years we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully soon we will again. But in any event, we still, even now, can create this Mishkan. Hashem should help us to be able to create this space, to be able to give up ourselves in service of Him, so that He will manifest and shine His light, His Shekhinah, His divine presence will shine into our lives. Thank you so much for listening. A wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.